frustrated. I'm walking out of the field. You take anything out of the other driveway, there was two dynamic plays there.
Yeah, it's hard to sit there and be, you know, extremely frustrated after the night. I mean, we did get in the end zone there on a good job, on a good 96-yard drive. But minute 30 left, need to get into field goal range, and we want to push across midfield. So with all that frustration, you know, out there still, you know, towards the end of the game, and you know, I still think there were some good things done. So, you know, I think that's just a quick, right after the game, right off the field, quick turnaround type of thing. But, for the most part, I was proud of a lot of those guys that were out there with me for sure.
Jay, I know you don't want to push things, but are you itching to get out there with the starters at some point?
You know, I'm just leaving that up to Coach Pat.
Can I ask it this way? Is it tough for a backup quarterback to close that gap if you're being judged going against
two students? You know, I don't know if I really have the answer for that. I know that, you know, I'm just happy to be out there. I'm happy to be getting a lot of reps. You know, that was a good two quarters of football that I got tonight that I'm getting a lot better from, and I go back and look at the tape and learn from. So the more reps I'm getting, I think the better for me right now. You know, would I like to be in there with the one? Sure. But, you know, that's not my call. And if that decision does come, hey, you know, I'll be ready to hop in there. But, you know, for now, making the most of the opportunities I'm getting.
What did you like most about what you did tonight?
Yeah, no, I was, you know, I think there was a lot of penalties throughout the game, so it's still a little sloppy. But for us to have even some penalties on the drive, a handoff where we kind of got wiped out and kind of took a sack on, to overcome some of those little things like that and still go 96 yards and punch it in, you know, that's a great play by Jennings diving on the backside post to get the ball. That's a great route by Shane, and that's a great protection on the touchdown pass. So, you know, a lot of good team fundamentals right there in that with that second group to get in the end zone on 96 yards when we're backed up. So I think we started on a hard count to get them to jump and give us some breathing room, and then after that, you know, push it down the field nice. I think, you know, our running backs ran the ball well tonight too. So
those two plays you mentioned, were those guys the primary receivers, or did you come to them after you had to kind of move up a little?
You know, the touchdown pass, you know, that was our primary guy. You know, the deeper pass on the rollout, you know, I was just trying to avoid the rush. Middle field safety just kind of jumped our deep over, and then, you know, we had the backside post coming there, and you know, good. And we don't come to that a lot, so for him to get open and continue to run right there and fight to win is, you know, is encouraging for us for sure. And it was a great catch. I tried to get on as much on it as I could, and barely got it there. So I think it was a heck of a play by Jennings.
When you're standing on the sidelines and you're watching a Jerry Hughes and a Mario Williams and a Marcel Darius, do you envision in your head how do you think you would play against them?
Yeah, I mean, I got a chance to go against them last year for, you know, a couple drives there, punching down the field on one of those drives. So, you know, I somewhat, you know, for my experience in the NFL, had been a little bit familiar with those guys. But, you know, you have to give a lot of credit to that D-line. I think that's a special group they have there, and it's a lot of talent for sure.
When Shane's punt return was called back, we knew it looked really exciting. As we could see 7 minutes later, you're planning like a really quick score.
Yeah, you look at that possession, and I think that's, you know, that's probably one of the calls in the game right there. That's probably the game. I mean, you get us down there, 10 or 15 yard line. We're up seven as it is already. You know, we get a field goal out of that drive, maybe even a touchdown. You know, I think you seal the deal right there. So, you know, it's frustrating. We have a 90, 80 something yard penalty right there to push us all the way back and flip the field. You know, that's, you know, it lets a little bit of air out of us, but still, you know, we have to overcome that still and try and, you know, push the ball, drain some clock, and, you know, keep it out of their hands.
Is there anything specific you feel like you really improved upon since the season, last week, preseason opener?
Yeah, I think, you know, a 96-yard drive is better than the 30-yard drive we had last week, so, you know, that was better. And I felt like things were slowing down still. You know, I was able to make some protection calls and try to get our guys lined up. And I think we were playing a little bit faster. So I think we opened up our playbook a little bit more, and to do that, and not have a lot of bust, not have a lot of miscommunication, I think that's a positive sign, especially with some of those young guys.
Was it concerted on your part to get to the line in a hurry? It looked like you broke the huddle sometimes and were trying to get there so you could get a look at the defense longer?
Sure, yeah, we want to keep a good tempo. I know Flip really pushes that. We have shifts and motions, and, you know, we really have to get those guys in the right spots and try to use every single part of our offense we have. And, you know, part of that is getting up there fast, IDing the defense, and getting ready to roll. So, you know, that's a group effort right there, and I think everybody did a good job, and I'm really just trying to rally those guys to, you know, make a push.
Heading into this dress rehearsal game, the third preseason game, I mean, do you feel like you still have a chance, like anything can happen at this point still?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still going out trying to play my best and, you know, make an impression. You know, that's what I want to do. I want to have these guys go into the film tomorrow and turn on the tape and say this guy's doing things right and this guy's really fighting hard to pick this up and to make plays. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, you know, make an impression and, you know, leave a little bit of a lasting memory coming off these games. You know, I wish we would have finished that out the right way, but, you know, still, despite that, good things were done.
You played played the whole second half, so is any part of you feel like, man, if I have one more really good drive like that, I could really put some heat on Josh?
That's definitely not, you know, my words I'm going to use is putting heat on Josh. You know, I think Josh has done everything right since the day he's been here. He's obviously a vet and you know, has a very good understanding of this. You know, mine and Josh's relationship right now, I'm trying to learn from him and, you know, learn from the things he does right, learn from some of the mistakes he does make, you know. So I think we have a good relationship in that regard. I wouldn't say putting heat on. You know, I'm just trying to learn from him because there's a lot still for me to learn.
Very good. In terms of learning on the fly, you know, you're in a lot of different situations, a lot of different rush looks tonight. Do you actually find yourself learning while you're taking the steps out there against the rush?
100%. Yeah, no, I think Buffalo came out tonight and he did us up a majority of the time we were out there. So, you know, now as we go into practice, we're really gonna put in an extra step of preparation for that. I believe, you know, and we have a couple checks that we want to get to, and now, you know, we want to, you know, really be aware of that because it gave us some fits tonight. But, you know, it's tough. They blitz a lot. We just need to handle it accordingly and move on.
Thanks.